Okay, this poem is indebted to a Billy Collins poem. The Billy Collins poem is one where he consoles himself over having to cancel a trip to Europe and decides that he's really much better off staying home than taking his trip to Europe. And this is along the same lines. It's called Consolations for Cleveland Winter. What would I do with all that prodigal sunshine, day after changeless day? The way it bleaches unliving colors to pastel. Far better to dwell here in wired concrete igloos, parked in the Arctic precincts of a supposedly temperate climate, where the dense gray perpetuity of cloud supersedes shade and curtain, where no luminous nuisance trespasses in the sky, opacifying the lenses of your eye with the glare of film noir third degrees, where you can't sleep for weeks without missing a single shadow. How reassuring not to have to worry about the cat exploding in the unvented four-door. And then there are the economic benefits, the costly, sloppy stickiness of the sunscreen you won't be needing, the money unspent on the dark-lensed fashion statements you won't sin on entering the car, the superfluity of bikini waxes beneath layer upon layer of goose down, wool, Velcro, Gore-Tex, and Thinsulate. None of the wastefulness of frozen drink parasols. Instead, the allegory of marshmallows melting in hot cocoa, the music of whistled steam gossiping about the impending arrival of scalded pots of tea. Who would knowingly trade the palping rapture of cashmere coiled in gentle neck snug for the goo gunk of tropical crotch funk and swamp heated pit stench? And then there's the boon to marital fidelity, the erotic temptations of fishnet nymphettes preempted, the very thought of provocative textiles foreclosed by the horripilant chill threat of bristle hair goose flesh. No apocalyptic water bugs skittering eerily from unknown places. Just a preternatural feeling of brotherhood for the lonely burdens of prehistoric glaciers and sympathy for the fate of naked graveyard statuary. Far better to start each morning with the discourse of shovel's edge, rasping flagstone or blacktop, even the cranky percussion of two-stroke engines shooting geysers of crystal into driveway lining ridges of freeze-dried sky squeeze. Listening to the sizzle hiss of wood fire, its narrative about the liberation of stored sunshine, how preferable this to the trademarked thrash ratchet of idling middle-aged stockbrokers. Needless to say, mountainside fiberglass water slides rank a very distant second to the doorstep thrill ride of each morning as, improvising your way along the newly arrived canyons of spontaneous, car-devouring, road crumble. You fishtail through slush-streeted rush hours. And there can simply be no moral comparison between the generosity of the snowplow rock salt that leaves the entire northeast corner of the state saltier than a frozen margarita rim, and the isolating, managed care selfishness of tinted power windows and factory air. There is nothing in the radiant scorch of hot sun on tanned skin to make you desire anything but escape. Nothing that remotely begins to compare with the way that, numbing your extremities, a Cleveland winter lectures about how you have stopped feeling and long to feel again.